Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in ready hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2849, and today's date is August 14th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Took the Bait, The Stage is Set, Deep State Power Implosion. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're doing exactly what the Patriots want. Remember from the very beginning when Trump was out there letting everyone know that if Biden gets into that White House, he's going to destroy the economy. Inflation is going to destroy the system. And that's exactly what is happening because he knew what their playbook was. He knew that they were going to spend like crazy. Because what are they trying to do? They're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and this is the end of their system. So if you know all of this information and you know that they're going to be doing all of these things, you know what's going to happen and why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. You just don't. And while this is going on, What do people see? The people see the truth. The people experience exactly what is happening. Now, remember, every time these people say, hey, listen, we're going to use the Inflation Reduction Act, and you see inflation continually moving higher and higher and higher, what do people normally do? They say, well, wait a minute. I thought this was supposed to bring down inflation, but it isn't. It's making inflation worse. That wakes people up, especially when people say, okay, you're telling us inflation came down, is at 8.5%, but actually didn't come down because when you got into the White House, inflation was less than 2%. Now we're at 8.5. So basically, it didn't really come down. It's still very high. But people, when they hear, oh, 0% inflation in the month of July, inflation has come down. But then people go to the store, and what do they see? They see expensive food, which really means the devaluation of the currency. So the 8.5% is absolutely ridiculous. And if you look at the BLS, which they reported on August 10th, the headline pace of inflation, as reflected in the Consumer Price Index, ticked down from a recent peak of 9.1 to 8.5%. But what are you seeing? You're seeing food purchases, the amount of food, increase like we've never seen before. And some of the sharpest year-over-year jumps in food purchased for consumption at home include flour at 22.7%, chicken is up by 17.6%, milk is up 15.6%, bread is up 13.7%, eggs are up 38%. And even though the overall month-on-month CPI index growth came in at zero, the vast majority of food at home items that make up the index also saw month over month increases, including potatoes, which is up 4.6%, coffee up 2.7%, peanut butter up 3.5%, chicken up 1.4%, and eggs up 4.3%. So when people are looking at what they're telling us and what's going on, people are having a different experience. And when they say Inflation Reduction Act, Affordable Care Act, it is always the opposite. And remember how they play the game. The midterms are coming up. They're going to try to make things look really, really good. But are they really that great? If you really think about it, okay, if inflation was at 2% or lower than 2% when the resident came into the White House, and then we hit 9.1% and he brought it down to 8.5%, it actually went up 6.5%. So it's not that great. Same thing with fuel prices. But when you start to look at the Inflation Reduction Act, you start to see many different things. And Don Jr. points them out. He says, Inflation Corruption Act includes $284 billion Obamacare bailout. Why would Obamacare need a bailout? Remember, when Obama was in office and he had all these exchanges across the country, they were going bankrupt. Way before Trump even came into office, they were going bankrupt. And think about Obamacare in the first place. It was forcing people to take something and the insurance prices were going through the roof. And if you didn't take it, what did the government do? They penalized you. So they were forcing you to do something, even if you didn't want to do it, almost like today. And then we have $400 billion in Green New Deal giveaways, $80 billion for the IRS to target you and your family with weapons, over $100 billion in new debt. And what do you think that's going to do? That is going to add to inflation. And this is why inflation is the fiat killer. It's the central bank killer. It's going to bring down their system. Let them believe that they're bringing us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. The people are waking up like we've never seen before in the economy. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It wakes everybody up because everyone has the same issue. If you can't afford food, if you can't afford fuel to go to work, if you can't pay your electric bill, that electric car really doesn't matter, does it? And that's what people are experiencing right now. And this is what people are actually looking at and looking at what the politicians are saying. They're looking at their everyday lives and it is waking them up and they're realizing who the liars are. And this is very important moving forward because everyone needs to know who the liars are, who are the deceivers. Because when you can see the deceivers, when you can see the liars and you don't have to wait 10 years to find out that they lied, when you're seeing it in real time happening right in front of you. It only takes a couple of weeks now. I mean, that's pretty darn fast. When you see this, people are understanding what's going on. And Trump, he put this truth out on True Social on August 12th. And I do believe the bill has already passed. But listen to what he says here, which is very interesting. He said Democrats in Congress should strongly vote against the biggest green fake deal bill in history. And by the way, vote against the biggest green new fake deal bill in history is all in caps, which is about to be rammed down the throats of Americans. Those Dems voting against the massive tax hike will be legends, actually be able to win again. Should be called the Inflation Expansion Act. Adds 87,000 gun-carrying IRS agents to cajole and harass you and your family. Call your Democrat congressmen and women. Tell them not to vote for this killer. Republicans are 100% against it. And he's calling it the Inflation Expansion Act. And it's funny because he says, listen, any Dems that decide not to vote for it, you're going to be legends. And that's absolutely true because people are going to say, okay, you're standing against this. But look what happened here. They went ahead and they voted. The Republicans said absolutely not. Doesn't mean that the Republicans are all on the same page here. We know there's a lot of rhinos involved. But the Inflation Expansion Act, I do believe this is the most important part of it because I remember going back in time, we mentioned this in the beginning of the report, Trump mentioned that inflation is going to destroy the economy. And this is going to expand inflation like we've never seen before. And this is going to wake a lot of people up. A lot of people are going to be very, very angry at the Biden administration, at the central bank. And the people are going to look for accountability. And think about what is happening here. Because once people start to become angry because they can't make ends meet, they can't make a living, they can't fill up their car, they don't have enough money to pay for electric, for their electric car, if they even have one, people, they're going to demand accountability. That's where this is all headed. It's headed to a point where people say, enough is enough. We can't take this. The currency right now, because of all this inflation, it is worth absolutely nothing. We need something different. And I do believe when Trump, the Patriots, when they take over the Congress, the Senate, the House during the midterms, and these people who are being put into place where they're elected by we the people, they're not going to be blackmailed. They're not going to be corrupt. And I do believe we're going to see something very, very different that we've never seen before. Yes, we're going to see investigations into everything else. But I do believe we might even get moving on something where we're going to audit the Fed. And I wonder if Rand Paul, he might be leading the charge on this, and Thomas Massie, because they already have bills sitting in the wings to actually do these type of things. And I do believe once a crisis hits, all of a sudden, these bills, people all of a sudden find them and they say, hey, maybe we should do this now. Maybe we should look at the gold standard. Maybe we should look at alternative currencies like Bitcoin. Maybe we should audit the Fed just to find out what really happened here. And I do believe we're heading down this path and it's getting closer and closer. And as we get closer, more and more people, the calls to audit the Fed, it's going to get louder and louder. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to My MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, they have realized that their cheating system for the midterms election is not going to work. They're starting to realize now, because of what Trump and the Patriots have done with the forensic audits, with 2,000 mules, with Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, they're realizing that their plan to use the same exact playbook to steal the elections during the midterms, it is not going to work. First of all, COVID is gone. Monkeypox is a non-starter. They needed a new tactic. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. You're seeing the beginning stages of a new narrative. Now, I do believe they most likely had this planned a while back, because remember, how long has Trump been out of the White House? He's been out of the White House for 18 months. And all of a sudden today, or yesterday, or just the day before, they all of a sudden said, hey, wait a minute, we need to get these documents because there could be a national security threat. Really, 18 months have gone by. Why didn't they do it the next day? You see, they thought they were in control in the beginning. They thought, okay, we got it. Our cheating system works. This is fantastic. Oh, look, Trump's trying to say there's election fraud. No one's doing anything. But slowly but surely, what happened? The people started to wake up a little proof at a time, a little proof at a time. Trump went to the legislators, pleaded his case. Some of them said, okay, you know something? Let's take a look. Let's do a forensic audit. Let's see if there's any anomalies. There were hundreds of thousands of anomalies. Then other states said, okay, let's look at what happened here in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Arizona. And they started to realize there were problems. Then we had 2,000 mules come out. Greg and Catherine showed everyone, look what they're doing with the ballots. And then at the pit, they revealed even more information about foreign interference. So their entire playbook, the deep state's playbook, is no longer working. They can't cheat in the midterms. They saw what happened in Virginia. They saw what happened in Arizona. And it's going to continue to happen over and over and over. Trump's track record is proven every single time. Because you can, we the people, we can overwhelm their system. And they're starting to realize, and think about it, their laws, some of the laws, have been changed already. And we know that the Supreme Court, come October, is going to be looking at a certain case. Who makes the election laws? Is it the attorney general? Well, they're not really supposed to make election laws. Is it the governor? Or is it the legislatures? My bet's on the legislatures. And I think things are going to change. And I think the deep state, they realize this. They realize their cheating system, it's come to a complete stop, and they needed something different. And the thing that they're going to use is chaos. And I do believe they're building an approach, and we can see it has already started, where they're going after Trump. Trump was the bait. They're going after Trump, and they're going to go to his base. Remember, Trump, he built this entire movement, and people started to see the deceivers, the liars, and the truth teller. And each time Trump was proven right, people started to move over to make America great again. Because think about Trump's slogan, make America great again. Think about what the resident is doing in the White House, destroying America. And each move they make now is out of panic and fear. And when you do something out of panic and fear, people can see this very clearly. And also, you do stupid things. So if the FBI went ahead and raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home when they were already there, they told him to put a lock on his storage thing. He's the president. He can declass. People are looking at this saying, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. Even some analysts on the fake news are saying, this is not good. This is how stupid they are. And now they're trying to make another move. Now, remember, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually brought them down this path. They wanted them to take the bait. And remember, if you go back to the very beginning, this is the biggest sting operation you have ever seen in your lifetime. And if you think in those terms, no one is going to play their hand at the beginning. You trap them in their own agenda. This is why there's that saying, never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. Let them destroy it. Yes, it's better that the people see all of this. This way, those people that are still sleeping, the people that are still normies, you can see who the enemy truly is. Because now people are saying, well, I don't agree with this. This is not right. And as this continues to happen, more and more people are going to see this. And people have to see this so we can never allow this to happen again. And this is why this is all happening. And if you really think about what we're witnessing right now, this was really the beginning stages of Nazi Germany. You can call the FBI, and I'm not saying every single agent is on board with this. There's probably a lot that are not. But if you look at the higher echelon of the FBI, they are like the SS. They're calling the shots, and they don't care about the rule of law. And this is how it starts. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're allowing them to do these things because there's a reason. Because think about what you're hearing about now. You're hearing about treason, espionage, classified documents, things that people really don't talk about, and insurrection. Just think about these terms and think about what people are now hearing. Remember, the deep state players, they project everything that they have done onto Trump. Trump is using this to his advantage. This wakes people up. This gets people talking about these topics. Why are these topics so important? Because when the truth comes out and people start to realize, well, wait a minute, I heard about espionage for Trump, but actually now we're starting to see it with Hillary Clinton. Oh, wait, how about the documents with Obama and Biden? How come they never released them? What's in those declassified documents? Or do they have classified information that they took? Maybe, maybe not. See, people are starting to hear this, and I do believe this is all part of his plan. And I do believe that he is baiting these people to do a really stupid thing, and that is to have Antifa BLM dress up like Trump supporters, just like January 6th. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this because I do believe riots are coming. And I don't think they're going to last that long. I do believe they're coming. And I think Trump, he put out a truth, kind of baiting them into this. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Liz Cheney, because her net worth, and it's very interesting because it's the same thing with Pelosi. It's the same thing with Obama, the Clintons, and everyone else. When they come into government, I didn't know government could make you so wealthy. I thought when you're in government, you're actually kind of poor. You're doing it as a public servant, and then you're supposed to leave that position and go back to your actual job. I didn't know you became millionaires and billionaires while you're in working for the government. I mean, whoever heard of this before? But here we have Liz Cheney. Her net worth exploded by 600% while serving in office. She started with an estimated worth of $7 million, and now she's worth $44 million. Think about this for a second. The same thing happened with Nancy Pelosi. Same thing happened with Maxine Waters. The same thing happened with Obama. The same thing happened with the Clintons. Actually, when Trump was in office, he lost billions. Isn't that interesting? Because he's actually a businessman. These people have no business sense. They're just lifelong politicians. And you could see the difference. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that her husband is a partner at the law firm now representing Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Isn't that interesting how all this is connected? And now you can see why Liz Cheney is on the Unselect Committee. All this is now coming together and everything is starting to make sense for a lot of people are saying, well, why would this be happening? Because they're not really Republican, Democrat. They're the criminal syndicate. They're the deep state players. That's why. Remember, these people, they were never elected by we the people. They were put into place by having their cheating system install them in that position. That's why the country is the way it is, because they're not doing things to benefit the people. They're doing things to benefit their puppet masters. That's what they're doing, because the puppet masters own them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that COVID is completely falling apart right now. And the CDC continually changes its guidance, saying the unvaccinated are just like the vaccinated. There's no difference anymore. Actually, if you really think about it, they told everyone you better take the vaccine, the death jab, or everyone's going to die and you better take the booster. And look, all the unvaccinated, absolutely fine. That should tell you everything you need to know at this point. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this might be comms. And remember, Kim Jong-un, he writes letters back and forth to Trump. And we know when they raided Mar-a-Lago, they took some letters from Kim Jong-un. And it seems that Kim Jong-un might have sent out a message letting everyone know, I guess the good guys, that he is now free and victorious because they beat COVID. Now, what's very interesting about all this, when COVID was at its height, North Korea had like no cases. And then all of a sudden, when every other country was getting better, all of a sudden COVID hit in North Korea. I mean, it doesn't sound right. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he declares victory over COVID. And then we have Forecast 432 on Telegram put this out and said the following. Yesterday, the day before Kansas met with the president of South Korea, North Korea officially declared victory over COVID-19. Interesting time and choice of words. And it really is. So is that some type of message that is being sent? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the death jab doesn't stop COVID. It doesn't cure you. It doesn't stop the spread. Actually, from everything that we've been witnessing and everything that we've been seeing and all the peer-reviewed documentation, we're realizing that the death jab is actually making people sicker, giving people COVID, and people aren't recovering from any type of sickness as fast as they normally would. And the other thing that's very interesting is, remember, there are certain countries where they had a mandatory death jab and everyone had to get it. They had to get their boosters. And one of those countries was Australia. And Randy Farber put this out, and there's a graph of Australia showing that, look, the country, they got vaccinated and the daily new deaths are continually moving up and up and up. And it shows you that something is going on there. But the CDC, they're starting to realize as time goes on, and we're all starting to realize this, because time is an amazing thing. You can prove a lot of things over time, and you can document, and you can look at evidence over time, and you can actually make the case, then you can have it peer-reviewed, and you can prove your theory. And with this death jab, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing the mRNA spike protein actually wreak havoc on the body. And it looks like the CDC is trying to get ahead of all this, and it's going to fail like everything else. And it's starting to fall apart on them, and they're starting to change their website once again. So on July 15th, the CDC quietly modified its website, removing the section that suggested mRNA and spike protein do not last in human bodies. Under this topic, it stated that our cells break down mRNA from these vaccines and get rid of it within a few days after vaccination. Scientists estimate that the spike protein, like other proteins our bodies create, may stay in the body for up to a few weeks. The CDC decision to hide this information about the mRNA and spike proteins for the public is still an open question. But what's very interesting about this is there's many, many other studies out there outside of the CDC that are peer-reviewed, and it's showing something completely different, that the spike protein created by the COVID vaccines remains in the body much longer than believed. Remember, they told us in the very beginning that this was going to stop transmission. That was a lie. They said, if you get the death jab, you're not going to get COVID. That was a lie. They said, if you get the booster, this will stop you from getting COVID. That was a lie. They said, there's no problems with the vaccine. There's no side effects. That was a lie. Everything that they have told us so far has been a lie. Natural immunity doesn't exist. That was a lie. Because look at all the people that are unvaccinated. The unvaccinated should be dead by now. They should be sick. They should be dead. Something should be happening. Or did natural immunity and their bodies protect them? Remember, this was not a pandemic for the population. This was a pandemic of statistical numbers, maybe for those people that had compromised immune systems. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. But from all the evidence and everything that we've been seeing, this was never, ever a pandemic. They used a test that was a complete hoax. It used the influenza virus. They never isolated the coronavirus. They used many, many cycles. They brought it over 40 cycles just to pick up something. And now we come to find out that there is no asymptomatic spreading of the virus. And as viruses go along, they get weaker and weaker and weaker. They don't get stronger. And we're starting to see that everything that they've told us is a complete and utter lie. And most likely, and I think actually 100% that what they're telling us now that, oh, your body just gets rid of the spike protein, that they don't use genetic material. It's all a lie. And everyone is starting to really understand this now. And people are starting to realize that, yes, the things that they've been telling us, and I do believe this is going to destroy these organizations in the end. And we could see with monkeypox, that's a non-starter here. Remember, it's not like back in the days of COVID back in 2020 where everyone was afraid and everyone did everything out of fear, which is the worst thing to do. You need to be fact-driven. You need evidence to actually do things. 6 feet apart, that was made up. Wearing a mask, that was made up. Shutting everything down, that was made up. Nothing was backed by any type of science whatsoever. Now we have certain governors saying, you know something, before we do anything like we did before, we're going to need some facts. You could see the whole monkeypox thing is completely falling apart. Actually, General Flynn put this out and he said the following, and this is on Telegram. Junk food and fast food kills 11 million people every year. Smoking kills 7 million people every year. Alcohol kills 3 million people every year. Narcotics kill 11 million people every year. 73 million abortions every year. Monkeypox, 5 deaths equal worldwide health emergency. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. This is the same thing that they've been doing, and people are now catching on. Governors are starting to catch on. Mayors are starting to catch on, and they're not going along with it. So if they're not going along with it, that means their cheating system is not going to work this time around, because the people have realized and understood that, hey, we can override their cheating system. We can overwhelm it, and we can actually win the election and have the person that we want in government. And what's very interesting about all this election fraud and everything that's going on, we know from a lot of the posts that China was involved, CCP. Remember, they had to release the pandemic to remove Trump from the White House. It was about the election to remove Trump, to move forward with their plans to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Yes, the other agendas associated with the pandemic is getting everyone the death jab, keeping control, and destroying the economy. But they couldn't do all this until they can get rid of Trump. And that's what they needed to do. So that's why they hatched the plan. Now, what's very interesting about this, during the Pitt conference out in Arizona, they were showing us during this whole thing that we need to counter the election fraud. And they were giving us tools on how to do this. And each speaker that came up showed a different tool they had in their tool bag. Someone came up and said, listen, we're putting together this app and we're going to track all these mules. Everyone can use it. Everyone can take pictures. Everyone can report. It's all brought to a repository. You can see things happen in real time. You can report it to the sheriff. That is a tool, and that brings things together and you can react very, very quickly. There is another tool where you can stick it in your pocket and they can't track your phone. That is another tool. Catherine and Greg, they introduced open.inc, which is a repository of information, open source. Everything's, I do believe is open source. And you can bring everything to one location. So we have a way of going through all this different data. Now, I do believe they did this in the beginning because we're at the point where we need to start countering their system of cheating. And once we can counter their system of cheating and we can put the people we want in position where they can get elected, then we can really make moves and shut down their system. But what's very interesting about open.inc and open this being open source, remember post 4160, this is May 8th, 2020. It says, we can help guide once you hit a target. It must be open source. Happy hunting. And that's actually what's happening right now because Catherine and Greg, they revealed other information during the pit. They revealed that they stumbled upon databases and software that was located in Wuhan on a server at the University of Wuhan. Now, very interestingly, what else came out of Wuhan? The virus. Now, the virus came out of Wuhan, and they stumbled upon this database and software that was in Wuhan. Coincidence? I don't think so. Now, this whole thing is linked to certain front companies here in the United States, which is owned by the CCP. And one of the companies is Konec, and they have a piece of software called PolChief, and a lot of the states, they're still using this type of software, and there's many other types of software out there. And remember, there's a lot more in these documentations that people can now look at and download and go through. But this is the information that they found. They found that this database had information on Americans. It had how many kids you had, where you lived, what you did, how much you earned, and all those things. It also told them who worked for the election system in each state. So if you wanted to bribe someone, say, hey, listen, I'll give you $10,000 if you do this, it was very easy to do. So they were keeping all this information. The other information that we come to find out is that the voting also went through this system. So the vote went from here to China back to here. Now, let's think about that for a second, because we know Trump has an executive order, and that is 13848, imposing certain sanctions in the event of a foreign interference in a United States election. This executive order he put out on September 12, 2018. So if there was foreign interference and a foreign country was involved, certain people needed to report certain things. And I do believe that might have been done. Now, when Greg and Catherine were talking about what they found, they decided, okay, what we need to do is we need to do the right thing. We need to bring it to the FBI. And we need to show that, hey, look what's going on here. This is a national security issue, and we need to get involved in this, and this needs to be stopped. So they brought it to some agents, and they said, okay, yes, we do agree with you. This is a national security issue. And all of a sudden, as they were going up the chain, everything started to change. And they were now coming after Greg and Catherine. And we can see that they started to accuse them of hacking and doing other things, which they did not do. Actually, they told us that they found it on the internet. They went to it. There was a password. It was just password. And there was no hacking involved whatsoever. So they decided, you know something, we're going to share this with everyone and let everyone dig through it, find out the information. There's a massive amount of information. And this is just the beginning stages of all of this. But what's very interesting about what they were saying, it reminded me of post 4813. And if you go down, I'll read the whole thing. This is October 6, 2020. And it says, How close did we come to losing it? What if she got in? What if she got 3+ Supreme Court justices? What if she got 300+ judges? What if rogue elements remain plus more added within the FBI, CIA, NSA, state, DNI, White House, IRS, DHS, ICE, WHO, CDC, etc.? What if our military remained financially starved? What if foreign backers continued to control America's policies? What if our border remained open? What if China was given the keys? So when you look at this, were they given the keys? They were given the keys to all the politicians. They were given the keys to our election systems so they could control what happened here in the United States. And then it says, what if, dot, dot, dot. And then this is not about R versus D. Now, the big takeaway of all this is that this infiltration in our country is much, much worse than people could imagine. Because think about it. The FBI is not concerned that this is a national security threat. And they're not acting on it. Actually, they're going after the people that found this information. Really think about this for a second. That tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It was done by the FBI. This has never happened before. And now people are seeing this and people are starting to realize what the FBI actually is. Remember, I do believe Trump, he was the bait. He is bringing, because they're so panicked, that they're so afraid, he's bringing these people out into the open. Remember, they played in the shadows. They had their cover story with the fake politicians telling stories, and they played behind the scenes. Trump, what he's actually doing right now is that he's pulling them out of the shadows so America can see what they really do. And that's what people are seeing right now. Technofog breaks it down on what happened with this raid. And then we're going to go into what their plan is here. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Department of Justice had filed a motion to unseal the search warrant and property receipt relating to the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. So this is what they started to do. Now, remember, this is not really the stuff that we need, the juicy stuff. But here are some observations. First, the alleged statutory violations. The property to be seized allegedly constituted evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, and other items illegally possessed in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 793-2071 or 1519. And they have all these different statutes. Then they started to talk about espionage. That all of a sudden Trump is under investigation for potential obstruction of justice, the Espionage Act violations. So what is their motivation here? What are they trying to do? Are they going to indict him? Are they going to arrest him? It seems that's the direction they're going in. But let me continue. Second, the scope of the warrant. A lot has been said about the removal of classified information, yet the statutes prohibit the removal of other documents, or in the cases of Section 1519, the destruction of records, not just those that are classified. So that's very interesting. So 18 U.S.C. 2071, mentioned in the search warrant documents, does not require a record to be classified for prosecution to be successful. For example, that statute has been used to prosecute a court employee for stealing a sealed affidavit file with a federal court. Now on to Attachment B, which seeks both classified and unclassified documents, evidence of transmission of national defense information or classified material, and evidence relating to the alternation destruction of presidential records or of any documents with classification markings. And looking at the receipt for the property, the DOJ, the FBI, apparently seized items that were likely unclassified, such as two binders of photos. Third, what remains at issue is whether Trump could be charged with these violations. Now, this isn't a normal criminal case. It implicates this country's foundational separations of power. Whether Congress can limit the power of the executive, put it another way, can Congress criminalize declassification by a U.S. president? No. In 1987, the Supreme Court made clear The president has constitutional power as commander-in-chief to classify and declassify, regardless of any statute passed by Congress. So did AG Merrick Garland obtain an OLC opinion before ordering his illegal Trump raid? And if he didn't, why not? We don't have the most important part of the warrant application, the affidavit in support prepared by the FBI agent. The affidavit would likely describe the following. The basis for believing the classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons, were at Mar-a-Lago. The history of the Trump classified documents investigation. The assertion of probable cause that Trump had committed a crime. Information gathered through surveillance or through informants, most notably whoever told the FBI about the safe. Now, Judicial Watch, they have asked that all warrant materials, including the affidavit, be unsealed as quickly as possible. And the DOJ's response to that issue is due on Monday, August 15th. That will be very interesting. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Garland also proclaimed that the Department of Justice would speak through its court filings and its work. Does anyone believe he's going to do this? Absolutely not. So the question is, what power does the president have? Can he declassify? Yes, he can. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is they decided to use a fear tactic, and this is what they normally do. They mention nuclear weapons, nuclear codes, you name it. It sounds scary. This is how they start to form the narrative, because it's going to make it seem like, oh my God, what is he doing with nuclear information? Is he supposed to have it? Well, this is going to turn out to be absolutely fake, phony, and false. Trump actually put this out on True Social. He said the following: nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax, and much more. Same sleazy people involved. Why wouldn't the FBI allow the inspection of areas at Mar-a-Lago with our lawyers or others present? Made them wait outside in the heat? Wouldn't let them get even close? Said absolutely not. Planting information, anyone? Reminds me of Christopher Steele dossier. And he's absolutely right. Now, what's very interesting is they're trying to use this scare tactic of nuclear. And the fake news loves doing this. The intelligence operatives love doing this because they're trying to build this narrative to get people angry. Angry that this is happening. Angry that Trump's place was raided. Angry that they're putting out fake information. And I'll explain that in just a sec. But Truthhammer put this out on Telegram. He said the following: did somebody say nuclear? What programs are you required to be in if you have access to nuclear program documents? What security clearance is required as a prereq for any such person? The FBI was hunting for docs only a person with Q clearance would have, or were they hunting for evidence of the persons in question? So let's think about this for a second. They were looking for a lot of different things because the warrant included many other things, not just the declassified information. So were they looking for something on devolution? Were they looking to see if there was the military that was going to get involved? Were they looking or trying to find hints of what the real plan is? I do believe so. Yes, that is part of the agenda, just one part, but there's many other parts. Now, what they seized, and some of the information that they seized, is a violation of Trump's executive privilege. Now, think about that. Think about how they went in, they raided his place, they took client lawyer privilege document, they also took information that is protected with executive privilege. Think about what the people are seeing and think about what actually can be used later on. So the FBI, they seized boxes containing records covered by attorney-client privilege, and potentially executive privilege during its raid on Mar-a-Lago. So when you actually start to hear like former chiefs of staff and archivists and former staff secretaries and many other people, which are the document librarians for every president, and they have to follow certain procedures, except the president. The president and vice president do not. The vice president and the president may do anything. Each president may have their own orderly way of doing it. So they keep track of things, but the law is pretty clear on the executive order that the president and vice president have absolute authority over the declass of information. Trump, he put this out after he heard about this, and he says, oh, great. It just has been learned that the FBI, in its now famous raid of Mar-a-Lago, took boxes of privileged attorney-client material and also executive privilege material, which they knowingly should not have taken. By copy of this truth, I respectfully request that these documents be immediately returned to the location from which they were taken. Thank you. Now, really think about this for a second. You know they did this on purpose. Who's getting angry here? The people watching this are getting angry. I do believe Trump, he baited them with all this. He brought them in, and I'll tell you why in a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting about all this is that there is a chilling passage that reveals what the Trump raid was really all about. So when you look at Attachment B, it shows the investigative scope to be both classified and unclassified documents, evidence of transmission of national defense information or classified material, and evidence relating to the alternation, destruction of presidential records or any documents with classification markings. So Attachment B, Subsection C clearly states any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. This is a chilling passage because it confirms without a doubt that the FBI was undertaking a fishing expedition. Sean Davis on Twitter put this out and said, under Attachment B of the FBI raid document, Garland demanded the seizure of literally any record Trump ever saw, read, or created over the entire four-year term of his presidency. Any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. So think about this for a second. What are they trying to find? I think we all know. So right now, you could see what they're trying to do here. Now, remember, this is just one part of their agenda. So Kash Patel, during an interview, he revealed some information involving the Government Services Administration, GSA. He said, the normal process, and I was the deputy, you know, there's multiple occasions, but I think I was serving as Deputy Director of National Intelligence. If we needed to declassify through the normal chain of command for lower level employees, we'd have to go through a rigorous process to do that procedurally. But the President of the United States is and has always been the ultimate unilateral classification authority to classify and declassify. If he says something is declassified, that's it. It is declassified. That's how it works. He issued a strong statement on October of 2020 to declassify all Russiagate and all Hillary Clinton documents. And that's what was supposed to happen. All of it. And then at the end of his administration, in December and January, he felt so much more information needed to be declassified. He declassified whole sets of documents that should have come out. Now, the GSA has since come out, the Government Services Administration, said that they mistakenly packed some boxes and moved them to Mar-a-Lago. That has nothing to do with Trump. That's the Government Services Administration, if they screwed up. And they're the ones who should be held responsible. They can't prosecute Trump for that. Think about that for a second. Mike Davis on Twitter, he says this. Again, the classification statutes, regulations do not apply to the President of the United States. He has the inherent constitutional power as Commander-in-Chief to classify and declassify anything he wants, in any manner he wants. The Supreme Court reaffirmed this in 1987. So it's already confirmed that he is allowed to do this. And any president before him was allowed to do this. So Mike Davis says, in 2012, President Obama secretly told the Russian president he'd have more flexibility to negotiate with Russia after the 2012 presidential election. Clearly classified information. Why not Espionage Act violation? Because he's the president, period. So in contrast, Hillary Clinton was never the president of the United States. She didn't have the constitutional power to declassify records and keep them on her illegal home server. She was bound by the Espionage Act and other statutes, regulations dealing with classified records. So why didn't she get charged with espionage? Because the criminal syndicate controls everything. She's the one that is guilty. So what are they actually doing? They're projecting all of their crimes once again onto Trump. And Trump is baiting them in. Nick Moseder on Telegram put this out, and this is referring to Paul Sperry. And this is what Paul Sperry said. Sources say the FBI agents and officials who were involved in the raid of former President Trump's home work in the same counterintelligence division of the FBI that investigated Trump in Russian gate hoax and are actively under criminal investigation by special counsel John Durham for potentially abusing their power investigating Trump in the Russia fraud and therefore have a potential conflict of interest and should have been recused from participating in this supposed espionage investigation at Mar-a-Lago. No, these are FBI agents who are now covering up their treasonous crimes. The puppet masters are trying to cover up their treasonous crimes, but this isn't going to work. This has already backfired on them. Julie Kelly on Twitter put this out and says the Justice Department also subpoenaed surveillance footage from Mar-a-Lago recorded over a 60-day period, including views from outside the storage room. Same DOJ concealing 14,000 hours of surveillance video from Capitol on January 6. And then she says the following, DOJ subpoena security video so Trump can't release it. The mafia has more integrity. Now, what I do believe is happening here, I think the FBI, they're looking through this video. They want to look through this video because they want to see who Trump is meeting with in Mar-a-Lago. And I do believe he's meeting with many different individuals. And I think they're trying to figure out who it is and or who they are. And I do believe that's exactly what they're trying to do. Yes, will Trump release the video? I don't think he cares, but I think they're trying to piece together certain things so they can figure out what the plan is. But that is not going to work. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Catherine Herridge put this out on Twitter, she says, then President Trump issued this memorandum on January 19, 2021 on declassification FBI crossfire hurricane records circulated to AG, DNI, CIA may now be relevant once full holding from Monday search at Mar-a-Lago cataloged. Interesting. I wonder what's in this documentation. Remember, he declassified everything. Will this come into play once again? Absolutely. I do believe so. Now, Trump, he started to retruth a lot of different channels on Truth Social, and he retruthed Where We Go One, We Go All. Link to Tom Fitton on Twitter, took a screen capture, put it on Truth Social, and Tom Fitton says the following, Judicial Watch asked court to unseal Trump's search warrant. The Biden administration's raid on President Trump's home is outrageous, reckless, and an unprecedented abuse of power, and the American people have an urgent right to know how it happened and who is responsible. Then he reposted, I'm talking about Trump, Dr. Posting and Toasting, and this is a picture of the FBI, the back, and it says FBI across. It says, since 2015, the FBI propagated the Russian collusion hoax to hurt the Trump administration, manufactured the Whitmer kidnapping case and blamed it on Trump before the election, helped Biden's presidential campaign by burying Hunter's illegal activities, misclassified domestic extremism cases to support the Biden narrative, targeted conservative parents who protested pandemic policies at schools, placed at least two informants at the Capitol on January 6th who participated in the riot, raided Trump's home to find anything that could prevent him from running in 24. Absolutely. Then Trump retruthed this account, Lioness Deb, and this is linking to Dr. Ben Carson. It looks like he's on Getter. And it says, never in my lifetime did I think I would see an American law enforcement agency be run and weaponized like the FBI this evening. This is a frightening development in our modern political arena. This is the way of Mao, Castro, not Washington and Lincoln. Our republic is one where we have the freedom to think, say, and believe what we want without fear of government intimidation that includes the president. If we lose those basic freedoms, we lose it all. I'm praying for our country right now because I'm not sure anything else can fix what is transgressing. Pray for our country this evening. It can and will be saved because we the people are waking up. And he's absolutely right. Now, the other truth that Trump put out is very interesting. And this is coming from Dekine17. And this has a picture of Obama and Biden. And above their picture, well, actually, Biden's kissing Obama, and it says 18 U.S. Code, Section 2384, seditious conspiracy, 18 U.S. Code, Section 2381, treason. Up above, it says the naked collusion to commit treason, espionage, sedition, etc., against POTUS and the American Republic is now apparent. The Obama administration recklessly conspired with the U.S. intelligence community, various British intelligence agencies, and other foreign agents to sabotage the 2016 U.S. presidential election and fabricated a fake Russian collusion story to cover up their unparalleled crime spree. And it's still going on. They're still doing the same thing. They're trying to protect themselves as best they can, but it's and cover up all their crimes. But it's completely falling apart. Remember, Trump, he's allowing these people to walk down this path. He set a path for them, and they are now destroying themselves as they walk down this path, because now he actually baited them out of the shadows and brought them into the light so people can see what they really do. Before, they played in the darkness. You really didn't know what was going on. They had their corrupt politicians standing out front covering for all of it. Now they're becoming so desperate out of fear and panic, they're just coming out. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social, and it's a thread, and it says, the FBI has a long and unrelenting history of being corrupt. Just look back at the days of J. Edgar Hoover in the modern era. Nothing has changed except that it has gotten worse. Look at Comey, McCabe Struck, and lover Lisa Page. Check out the brilliantly written but damning IG reports. See what they were willing to do in order to get crooked Hillary Clinton elected. They failed and got caught. They spied on my campaign, pushed the fake dossier, and illegally used the FISA court. The inspector general said the FBI acted with gross incompetence and negligence. I was fully vindicated in the Russia scam, the no collusion, Mueller investigation, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and all else. Now they raid my home, ban my lawyers, and without any witnesses allowed, break the lock that they asked us to install on the storage area that we showed them early on, which held papers that they could have had months ago for the asking, and without the ridiculous political grandstanding of break-in to a very storied, important, and high-visibility place just before the midterms election. The whole world was watching as the FBI rummaged through the house, including the former First Lady's closet and clothing alone and unchecked. They even demanded that the security cameras be turned off. We refused, but there was no way of knowing if what they took was legitimate or was there a plant. This was, after all, the FBI. I mean, really think about what he's talking about here. This is just unbelievable. And now people are seeing this and they're starting to understand how this country is actually run. Now, why are they doing this? And actually, Trump did mention this, that this is all before the midterms. People are watching this. People are getting angry. And I do believe this is part of their second agenda. First agenda was maybe we can find something. And if we can, that would be great. If we can't, we're building this narrative. And we're building this narrative to try to get the MAGA people angry, because they're going to set up riots. They're going to set up insurrection 2.0. Now, Greg Phillips on True Social, he put this out. He says, no way the reason was a few boxes of documents. The DOJ, FBI, and Biden conspired to incite a violent reaction from patriot groups across the country. They're actively tracking unique device IDs. And I do believe he's absolutely right in this. And this whole thing is their violent agenda. And actually, I do believe we were told about this. But let me go to Stormy Patriot Joe. And he put this out on True Social. And he said, Trump FBI raid materials were attorney-client privilege. Q Post 1287, Cohen FBI raid. Michael Cohen had been Trump's lawyer. Insert Rudy. Rudy Giuliani has been Trump's lawyer now. How do you introduce information into an investigation legally? One way is to raid Trump's house and let them bring it into evidence. Remember, they just didn't take declassified information. They took other information, executive privilege information, attorney-client privilege information. Keep that in mind. Who has everything? Trump and the military. They have it all. And I do believe this is Trump baiting them in. So think about what the deep state is doing now. The pandemic is gone. They can't use the pandemic. They tried. They had the people come out saying, I got COVID. Thank God I got a vaccine. Get another vaccine. We're going back to masks. But it's not working. Then they brought in the Marburg virus. Nobody really cared. Then they tried monkeypox. This is a sexually transmitted disease. and this is not working. Yes, I know New York and California and Illinois, they're like, oh my God, it's a medical emergency, but no one is buying what they're selling. And since they can't use the same playbook of cheating, they're having a problem because they can't implement the same cheating. Remember, laws have been changed in many different swing states, and we're starting to see that other things are happening where people are starting to realize if we come out and vote, we can overwhelm their system. We can override the cheating. We're not going to just mail in our ballots. We're going to hold it for the last second and then bring them in. This way they have no idea how many they need. Think about all the different strategies we have now. Everyone should go in at the last minute and just dump everything because they won't know what to do. They can't do anything about it. Remember, the Supreme Court, they're going to be ruling on who makes the election laws. Is it the legislator? Is the governor? Is the secretary of state? Is the attorney general? I think we all know. And the deep state is panicking about this because remember, they kept control with having the governor do it, the corrupt governor do it, having the corrupt secretary of state doing it, having the whoever do it, attorney general. This is how they maintain control. Now they're going to be losing control. It's not up to one person. And also think about this. It's been 18 months since Trump has been in office. If these docs were so important and they were afraid, oh my God, does he have the information on nuclear weapons or nuclear codes or whatever? I mean, does he have any of this stuff? I mean, if it was so important, they waited 18 months. Does that make any sense? Now, if it's a national security threat, you don't wait almost 2 years to do something about it. And they already visited the storage area. They already knew what was there. No, we know what's going on. They were looking for something else. This is why the warrant was much wider than just the declassified information. But I do believe this is also going back to this narrative. They needed a new tactic. And they hatched this new plan, which has many different parts. The first, keep putting pressure on Trump and overwhelm him with legal issues, all these different issues. Try to keep him as busy as possible. See if Trump was stupid and left some clues to where the real devolution plan is or who was he meeting with. Let's see if we can find all this information out. This is why they went in there to get this. And that was the first part. So we have keep him busy with all the legal issues. Then let's see if we can find something with devolution. Let's see if we can find any type of hints of what he's doing. And let's collect the video. Let's take a look at the video and let's go back in time. Let's see who went into Mar-a-Lago. And I do believe there have been some people that have been visiting Mar-a-Lago. And also build, and this is the other part, build the narrative that Trump has classified info that has to do with nuclear weapons. That's the fear factor. While all this is happening, use the fake news and have them continually repeat that Trump supporters are getting angry and show pictures of Trump supporters with weapons at certain areas. That's what they're doing right now. Think about the individual that went with the nail gun, and this guy is Ricky Schiffer, and you know he went to the Cincinnati's field office, and lo and behold, it's being reported that he handled classified information. Think about what they're building right now. And it just so happened that he was on True Social, and Ultra Puppy Lives Matter put this on Telegram. It says, Ricky Schiffer, the nail gun Fed invader, joined True Social in August of 2022. Literally this month. Not only that, he has Ray Epps in his profile. Isn't that interesting? Does that make any sense? Enoch on Telegram put this out and said, check this out. 5 days ago, the question was asked to list the most liberal accounts on True Social. Take a look at the last comment. The FBI shooter was listed. This was 5 days ago. Was his cover blown? I do believe so. And then what do we have? We have the fake news out there trying to convince people that Trump supporters now are going to federal buildings like the FBI, IRS, and things like that. And the Trump supporters, they're armed. This is coming from Ultra Pepper Lives Matter on Telegram. He said, raw video, armed Trump supporters protest outside FBI building in Phoenix. Now, very interestingly, where was the pit held? In the Phoenix area. Very interesting that they're staging that there. Then we have Ken Klippenstein on Twitter. He's from The Intercept. He said, today the FBI and DHS issued a joint intelligence bullet warning of the potential for domestic violent extremists to carry out attacks in reaction to the FBI's recent execution of court-authorized search warrant in Palm Beach, Florida, per internal memo I obtained. If your federal law enforcement have any info about the threat environment following the FBI's Mar-a-Lago search, it says text me. So there's this whole bulletin saying be on the lookout. Now, this is all a trap. They want a civil war. They are trying to create another insurrection, Insurrection 2.0. And we know at this point what they're going to do. They're going to do everything they possibly can to build this narrative. This is why a couple days ago you heard the fake news keep saying, well, we're going to have a civil war. Well, we're going to have a civil war. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to create chaos. This is the other part of their plan. Now, Trump, and remember, it's a trap. They're going to have Antifa, probably criminals that they've released, some illegals to join in to make it look big. And they're going to be dressed up most likely like Trump supporters. They're going to try to get this off the ground. They would like the Trump supporters to be there. And they're going to try to kick this off because they want people to see this and they want people to go out there. So that means you do the opposite. You don't go out there because there's no reason to go destroy the FBI, go destroy the IRS, go destroy, because basically we're going to have to pay for that anyhow. So there's no reason to go and destroy these things. We follow the rule of law. Trump, he put this out and it's very interesting in what he says here. He says, just left a large gathering of people and all they could talk about was the complete and total stranglehold that the radical left Democrats have over the DOJ and FBI. It shouldn't be that way. Nobody goes after BLM, Antifa, or the rest despite murder, beatings, and burning down large sections of cities and very unfair double standard. They definitely won't attack the home of a former Democrat president, nor should they. It is all so out of control. Great simmering anger. So it seems like he's kind of baiting them in. Look, the people are angry. The people are getting pissed off. I think he wants them to use Antifa and BLM. Now, remember, when Trump was in the White House, they went out and they said, yeah, Antifa, BLM, here we are. We're burning down stuff. You can see us plain as day. They're not going to use Antifa, BLM as dressed as they normally are to go after the Biden administration, because they're the ones who are orchestrating this, the puppet masters. So they're going to have to dress them up like Trump supporters. That's what I think they're trying to do. And it seems like Trump is setting them up. Now, what happens when you start to see certain things, probably small little things happening in the beginning, or depending on how they all work it out? Will Biden do the exact same thing as Trump? Authorize the National Guard to go into certain cities? I do believe so. Are they going to shut down everything? No. They're going to be authorized and they will probably go to the cities, but they're not going to shut everything down because they want this televised. They want people to see what they created here. But I do believe it's going to fail because I remember these posts saying, remember your oath, remember your oath. And I think, when can the National Guard work with the military? I think when there's insurrection, I think when there's devolution, I think when there's treason, that's when this can happen. Isn't that interesting? And I believe he set a trap for all of them. He set a trap with the documents because now people are learning about classification, declassification. People are learning about espionage. People are learning about all of it. He's using it against them. Remember, they're projecting everything that they did onto him. But let's take a look at what Trump is doing. Think about the narrative of what the deep state is projecting onto Trump. Treason, classified documents, nuclear, remember Uranium One, all this stuff. Is Trump using this to get the normies up to speed? It's starting to look this way. Think about how the FBI handled Hillary Clinton. Did they handle Trump completely the opposite way? Can people see this? Absolutely. Has the deep state used client attorney privilege to hide their crimes? Yes, they have. Are they using it to expose Trump or whatever they can find? They're trying to. Has the deep state used executive privilege to hide their crimes? Yes, they have. Are they breaking that executive privilege with Trump? They're setting a precedent. Obama has never produced his declassified documents. Biden is hiding his in the University of Delaware, and Judicial Watch is suing to get them. So what is Trump doing right now? He's setting them up. That's what he's doing. Now people are learning all these different things. And do you think Trump is going to bring down the House by showing everyone the declassified documents? I think yes. And this is what he put out on True Social. Not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going to step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents, even though they have been drawn up by the radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years. By poll numbers, are the strongest they've ever been. Fundraising by the Republican Party is breaking all records, and midterm elections are fast approaching. This unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. The world is watching as our country is being brought to a new low, not only on our border crime, economy, energy, national security, and so much more, but also with respect to our sacred elections. Release the documents now. Then he said, the raid was politics, the midterm elections in 2024. It's another form of election cheating. That's all the radical left Democrats know what to do. They use the FBI, DOJ to try and dirty up their opponents. But the people of our country are wise to them like never before. Be careful what you wish for. Interesting, isn't it? Now, I do believe we were told about this. And this is post 4957. This is June 25th, 2022. And this is what it says. Who was Jane Roe? How do you control generations of populace? 50 years of conditioning, 50 years of propaganda, 50 years of lies, peaceful protests, riots, summer of love redo. What happens when you corner an animal? They're panicking. They're in fear. They do stupid things and they strike out. Then it says midterms, depower implosion. And I do believe that is what we're going to see. Remember, he brought them out of the shadows. People can see the SS for themselves now. They see how corrupt it is. They're not following the rule of law. They're hiding things. These are the same people that Durham is investigating. These are the same people that he has everything on. And these people are trying to cover up everything that they did. It's not going to work. Their plan is not going to work. But what Trump is doing right now, and I do believe the military, I do believe this is strategic planning, they're forcing them down this path. And they are taking the bait. They are following it. They think they have this plan. And now people are going to see the truth. And yes, do I believe the National Guard is going to work with the military? Do I believe when you start to see certain things happen, do I believe it's going to be cleaned up quite quickly? I don't mean like in an hour or so. But I do believe so. And when Trump says release them all, he declassified everything. This will destroy them. Actually, I think it will destroy the Department of Justice. It will destroy the FBI. It will destroy Hillary. It will destroy Obama. Oh, wait. It will implode their entire power foundation. That is what is going to happen. And I think we're watching this play out in real time. And I do believe this might be the start of the storm. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com.